reporting on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as has been for a long time now, history is being made in Ukraine. New development, four European allies of the United States, four European allies, all of them in NATO, have expelled dozens of Russian diplomats. This just in, four of them. The Netherlands, the Czech Republic, Belgium, and Ireland. Ireland. All four of them found Ruskies prowling around. You know, a lot of people think of the old spy movies. There'll be a guy in a kind of seedy hotel lobby holding a newspaper up, and there are eye holes cut in the newspaper. Or, you know, there's a picture on the wall, and suddenly the eyes follow somebody who's walking through the lobby. That's not what we're talking about. These spies, a lot of it's electronic, sniffing around, trying to find double agents. I'll tell you, that'd be very hard to find in Ireland, where my people were originated from on both sides. I've been to Ireland a number of times, wonderful people. But if a Rusky went into Ireland and thought he'd sniff around Dublin or something, or Cork or Galway, looking for a double agent, he'd be sadly disappointed. But apparently they're there, sniffing around, probably trying to eavesdrop on the UK and just across the Irish Sea. So in any event, out they went, spies threw them out. Netherlands, Czech Republic, Belgium, and Ireland. Czech Republic used to be called Czechoslovakia. And then a while ago, they split between the Czechs and the Slovaks. So it's the Czech Republic and Slovakia, but language is very similar, culture very similar. I've been to both countries. I've been to Prague. I've been to Bratislava. Terrific countries. Anyway, out they went. The big news on this is that Germany is now considering doing the same thing. Now, Germany, strongest economy in the EU, obviously with a very long and dark military history through the Second World War. They've been pacifists since then, but they have a green / socialist government now, which is somewhat pacifist. We have to keep dragging them along. However, at this point, they're very concerned. They did have the history of the Stasi, the East German police occupying East Berlin and East Germany from 1945 till the Berlin Wall came down in 1989. So they're used to authoritarianism, but to a point. And so at this point, if they get into this, Britain has already expelled diplomats. We've already expelled diplomats from Russia. Everybody expects that the people coming over in the diplomatic delegations are going to be loyal to the country that sent them. I get it. They'll keep their eyes open. I get it. But these people are just flat out spies, and they were thrown out. And I was very, very glad to see that. Before this, other countries over there, also in NATO, threw out a total of 45 diplomats. Poland last week, Bulgaria, Slovakia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Montenegro. Threw them right out, Russian spies. I think the Russians are getting the idea, they're getting the idea that they are persona non grata in civilized society, and we don't welcome their so-called diplomats, obviously without their ambassadors in. But I think we should go a lot further. The U.S. has now sanctioned a lot of these oligarchs. Remember something, when they went from communism to capitalism, they didn't do it right. They simply, quote, sold, unquote, state companies to, quote, private interests, end quote, who all turned out to be a handful of oligarchs. And those oligarchs are thieves, and they have gotten together, and they have collectively with Putin stolen 80%, 80, of Russia's trade surplus and wealth, 80%. A couple of dozen guys and Putin. Elon Musk said that Putin is the wealthiest man in the world, wealthier than Elon Musk, who everybody else says is the wealthiest guy in the world. Elon Musk is a terrific businessman. He made it legitimately. But the fact is that the wealth of Russia went from communism to a handful of people. It is time, because all these people like to live in Western Europe and enjoy all the luxuries and freedoms, expel them. Excuse me, you say they have citizenship? Unlike the United States, those countries revoke citizenship if they think it's in the public interest. Britain just passed a law that lets them revoke it in secret. And then they pounce on a guy and drag him out. This is for jihadists. A lot of them snuck in, got citizenship, run around knifing people on bridges, running them over, hating the West. Well, what they do in Britain, merry old England, they revoke his citizenship, don't tell him. So he comes prowling down the street saying, I'm a citizen. Too bad, so sad. They throw the net over him and drag him out. They can do that in the EU too. They have a thing called the Golden Passport, where you can buy EU citizenship. So billionaires buy EU citizenship for themselves, their families, their mistresses, their kids, and their grandkids. Then they all go to the elite private schools in Europe. They hang out in the best restaurants on the Mediterranean with their yachts, and they are complicit in the rape and the genocide of Ukraine. I have a very simple solution. Yank their citizenship. Yank them. A lot of them now have been sanctioned by Joe Biden. And when you're sanctioned by the United States, and typically Britain went along, you were in tough shape economically. Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister, a vicious oligarch who's threatened the use of nuclear weapons, has a mistress and children in London. A mistress and children in London. He has a wife and children in Moscow. What the U.S. did was out him, and they sanctioned his mistress and children, who are now complaining. That's not enough. They got to yank their citizenship and expel them. Putin has a mistress and children, believe it or not, in Switzerland, right near the French border. Expel her. Expel the spawn of Putin, spawn of Satan. Yank their citizenship, give them 30 days to get out of the country, or you put them on a plane, and you fly them somewhere, anywhere, and then dump them on the tarmac. It is not enough with these people to simply expel their spies. It is not enough with these people to simply confiscate their yachts. Sure, they're obscene yachts, hundreds of millions of dollars of yachts. They've stolen hundreds of billions of dollars. What do they care if you steal their yacht? They'll build another yacht. What kills them is they love autocratic rule. They love the Iron Curtain. They love beating and killing protesters and genociding Ukraine. But then they like coming to France, the UK, Italy, Spain, Scandinavia, and enjoying themselves. Those days have got to end. Those days have got to end. The Putins and the spawns of Putin have got to be expelled. Everything's got to be confiscated. One of the problems in the EU is that even though the European Union has overriding laws, you may not know that individual states, and they call them states, they're really countries, obviously, in the EU, still have a lot of local laws, just like in this country. There's a U.S. government federal system, but each of the states have some different laws. So, for instance, in Poland, you can confiscate someone's, you can freeze someone's assets, but you can't confiscate them without a very long, protracted legal proceeding. In the U.K., these Russian oligarchs have bought, they bought mini castles. They have bought houses worth hundreds of millions of dollars. In the UK, they can be frozen and seized. there has got to be a EU consensus that all tangible assets and all intangible assets, for instance, like bank accounts, bonds, and so forth, of these defined oligarchs, their wives, their mistresses, and their children, are frozen and seized. And the proceeds put in the fund that'll be used to rebuild Ukraine. And they, and their kind, have got to be expelled. They're not desired. These oligarchs send their sons to Eton, which is one of the most elite prep schools in England. It's very famous, Eton. A lot of famous people have gone there. Why should they go to Eton? They should, people in Ukraine are not Eton, okay? You see what I'm saying? Get the spawn of Putin and his oligarchs out of England. Get them out of the country. Yes, get the diplomats out. Get the rest of them out. But do more than just freeze their assets, confiscate their assets until Putin's out of power, Russia becomes a civilized country again, and then we can restore normal relations. We come to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.